Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. America's trade deficit continues to go up. The Commerce Department reports today that in June, the U.S. imported almost $59 billion more in goods than it exported. This year's June trade gap is 11% higher than last year's. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. John, what's behind the big numbers?
Well, on the one hand, U.S. exports were better. There were more sales of telecommunications equipment, aircraft, and fertilizers overseas. But that small increase was swamped by imports, especially from China. The U.S. deficit with China broke a new monthly record of $17 billion. And so far, that one imbalance is running 30% higher than last year's record. This is the result of the end of those global quotas on clothing and textiles that started at the first of the year, bringing in a flood of T-shirts and socks and underwear. In fact, next week, the U.S. begins some negotiations with China to try to find a way to slow down the flow of cheap clothing. Those talks were a promise that the Bush administration made to get votes for that Central American Free Trade Agreement, which narrowly passed Congress last month. This just shows how politically sensitive these trade deficits are, and they're making it tough for the White House to find votes to approve trade agreements.
What about the higher cost of imported oil, John?
Well, that's the reason for half of the increase in the trade deficit. But there is another cause, relatively strong growth in the U.S. economy. Listen to Anthony Chan, the chief economist for Bank One Investment Advisors. He says if our economy was in a downturn, U.S. imports would be dropping.
We always think of a wider trade deficit as being a bad thing, and not that it is a great thing. But when you look at the breakdown of our trade deficit, it certainly does suggest that we have an economic expansion that appears to be sustainable and ongoing, and that's part of the reason why our trade deficit is getting wider. So in a sense, there is a silver lining in this widening trade deficit.
So I thought that China had revalued its currency. I know it has, and it was supposed to make Chinese products more expensive. What happened?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it was a very small revaluation, just a little over 2%. Most analysts say the yuan, the Chinese currency, is undervalued by as much as 40%. Plus, it takes a while for currency changes to show up in trade figures, supposedly as long as a year and a half. So even once the currency effects, slight as they may be, start affecting trade flows, the experts don't anticipate much of an impact, so far at least. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we talk to Israeli settlers on the ground in Gaza ahead of their probable eviction from the land.
All right. Thank you, John Dimsdale with Marketplace on American Public Media.